I think our school system has to reflect the wishes of parents. Not the wishes of the church and not the wishes of the state. The wishes of parents. And so if that means we have a pluralistic school system, which we don't at the moment, because there are too many Catholic schools, there needs to be fewer Catholic schools. But the answer, and this is not the government's answer at this point, the answer is not a complete state takeover of the schools. So all state-funded schools should also be state-run, which is the Ruth Coppinger type vision, or the Atheist Ireland type vision also. They want the entire system that state funded to be state run. And so that would replace one size fits all with another. One size fits all. And so I think the school system should reflect the wishes of parents first and foremost, because it is their children who go into our schools. Now, in respect of that, if you, and the Church of Ireland is the best example, if you know, 3 or 4% of parents, that's about the number of Church of Ireland people in the population of the South, want there to be Church of Ireland schools, then there ought to be Church of Ireland schools, which are accessible, which means state-funded, because otherwise the fees, you know, have to go up and up. At the moment, are mainly free. But if a Church of Ireland school is established to serve the Church of Ireland community, then it makes sense that it is allowed to admit children from the Church of Ireland community first. Because it would be a very strange thing if a Church of Ireland school established with Church of Ireland parents and families in mind, had to turn away Church of Ireland people. That would make no sense. I mean, those who complain about the so-called baptism barrier, which is a loaded term if ever there was, one of the media should no more use it than automatically use the language of the pro-choice and pro-life campaigns. It has to use campaigning language highly advisedly. But the so-called baptism barrier is simply the right of a Church of Ireland school, because again, that's the best example, to say we've been set up by Church of Ireland parents with the Church of Ireland community in mind, and so therefore we admit children from our community first, because that's why we were set up.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, parents though would look at it and say, well, you know, I want to go to those schools and my child isn't baptised, my child isn't Church of Ireland, and that school is the closest school to me, or that's the school that I like the most, so why shouldn't I have just as much right to go to it?
Well, because it would destroy the very purpose of a Church of Ireland school. Because again, if a Church of Ireland school established by the Church of Ireland community cannot serve the Church of Ireland community first, then there's not really much point to it. But if there's not enough places in a given school, whether it be Church of Ireland or Educate Together or Catholic, build enough school places. I mean, because if you don't have enough school places, somebody gets turned away for some reason. And whatever that reason is, they're going to be unhappy with it. Now, the number of schools that are oversubscribed is actually small. I think it's about 3 or 4% in the country. And it's mainly in Dublin. And it's mainly on the south side of Dublin. And the people on the south side of Dublin get all the media attention because they are the professional class. And you have, you know, journalists and politicians and lawyers and all the rest of it living on the south side of Dublin. If the overcrowding was taking place in some place, you know, in rural Ireland, it would get vastly less attention. But because it's disproportionately on the south side of Dublin, it gets disproportionate attention because of the ability of the professional class to get their view out at all times. Mm-hmm. So the answer, where there's not enough school places, is to build enough school places. And then nobody has to be turned down for any reason.
But, I mean, if there isn't room to build enough school places, then where do you go from there?
Well, whatever. If there's not enough school places, you've got to have selection criteria. And whatever selection criteria you have, somebody's going to be unhappy with it. So if, for example, it's first come, first served, you could call that a time-related barrier, by which I mean you could have moved from Cork to Dublin 6 months ago. And because you didn't get into the area quick enough, you can't get your child into the area. It's not your fault you had to move for a job only 6 months ago. So they'll be unhappy. Or if you say catchment area, and you're a street outside the catchment area, and that is a better school than the school in your area, you're going to be very unhappy for that reason. Or if you say family members first, you say, well, we have no family in that school, no history with that school, you're going to be unhappy for that reason. And so all of these things are barriers, if you want to put it that way. One is a barrier related to what time did you put down your name. One is a barrier related to geography, the catchment area. And then you've got the barrier, which you might call the family member barrier, and then the so-called baptism barrier. So whatever is the selection criteria, you can call it a barrier, and somebody's going to be deeply unhappy with it. So build enough school places.
So, I mean, are you saying that even if they were to remove the baptismal criteria, trying to avoid using the word as you say it, you know, if people were to remove that criteria, that, you know, it wouldn't really make much of a difference because it would just come down to a different criteria.
Precisely. And there's Irish language schools, which, so far as I know, in the event of oversubscription, favour those who have a commitment to the Irish language first, which to me makes perfect sense. I mean, an Irish language school has been set up with the Irish language community in mind to preserve the Irish language, and so it makes sense to me that an Irish language school can admit, first of all, those with the strongest commitment to the Irish language. So is that an Irish language barrier? Well, actually it is, because those schools have very few immigrants, because they haven't a clue about the Irish language and have no particular commitment to the Irish language. So those schools are very much white native Irish. So if you want to see schools that are stratified, you go to Irish language schools, okay? And these words, you know, which get thrown around like segregation. But Irish language schools have a perfect right to exist, and their purpose is preserve the Irish language and serve the Irish language community first, because they have the strong commitment, similarly with the Church of Ireland, similarly with Catholic schools. It's called freedom of association.
But I suppose people will say there's state funding going into the Irish school, there's state funding going into the Church of Ireland school, there's state funding going into the Catholic schools. You know, so people say immigrants coming over or other people coming over who are paying their taxes and paying to be part of this community might feel that any barrier in any school is unfair.
It's not state money, it's our money. And the state has to spend it the way we want. And if there's sufficient demand for Irish language schools and parents want this, then the state is absolutely 100% duty bound to provide them. Same with Catholic schools, Educate Together schools, Church of Ireland schools, and so on. The state is the servant, not the master. The church is the servant, not the master. They have to respond to what people actually want. And the state in particular, if it's going to take money from us, it has to be responsive to how we want it spent. And it can't be dictating to us how it's going to spend our money.
But, I mean, what if, you know, Polish people said, well, we, you know, there's enough of us, we want a Polish school. Or Muslim people said, well, you know, there's enough of us, we want a Muslim school. You know, would you eventually have every group setting up their own school for their own purpose?
Well, I think a Polish language school would be a very peculiar entity because, you know, when you've come into a new country, there has to be a certain amount of integration. Now, Irish language speakers are integrated. Native Irish are integrated. But if you had a school being taught through something like Polish, then it would be a huge barrier to integration. Now, the Muslim school question is a very interesting one. I've always supported the right of Muslim parents to have Muslim schools. But if down the road we saw it was creating integration problems, then we'd have to re-examine that. But the idea that Irish Catholics are not integrated is obviously an absolutely absurd idea, because we have been historically in a Catholic country. And so they're obviously integrated. I mean, because otherwise the word has no meaning.
I suppose people say, but it's not the easiest system for non-Catholics or other people from other cultures to integrate into. That perhaps that is the problem.
Well, I don't think it is a problem. 75% of those who come into Ireland are Christian. 50% are Catholic. A lot of the other 25% who are non-Christian belong to other religions. Some are Hindus, some are Muslims. The percentage who are atheists, I think, are secular, are agnostic, is about 13%. A lot of them are not hostile to the idea of faith. We can think that all secularists are like atheists in Ireland, hostile to the idea of faith schools. They're not. England is a classic example of this. England is a much more deeply secular country than we are. Less than half of Britons would even call themselves Christian nominally, and yet faith schools are incredibly popular. And nobody's going to send their child to a faith school unless... if they were hostile to the very idea of religion. So secularism does not necessarily mean hostility to the idea of faith. And so even though the secular component of the population is increasing, it doesn't follow necessarily that they want secular schools, because Britain proves that point.
Yeah, I mean, that is an overriding feature, and not just in Ireland, but in other countries, that the faith-based schools are often very popular and very sought after.
Ireland is not a bit unusual from the point of view that we provide public funds to faith schools. This is commonplace around Europe. The only thing that's unusual about the Irish school system is that so many of the schools are faith-based, and obviously especially Catholic, but 90% of the primary schools. I've been saying in the 23 years I've been writing a column that too many of our schools are Catholic. for the type of population we now have, and it needs to be fewer. It's frustrating it's not happening quicker. It's frustrating not only from the point of view of those who don't like Catholic schools, it's frustrating from the point of view of those who do like Catholic schools, because at the moment you have a situation where a lot of people who are kind of just culturally Catholic, you know, they don't mind sending their kids to the local Catholic school, but actually it becomes not all that Catholic. Just like St. Vincent's hospitals, obviously in the news, I mean, the nuns actually effectively lost control of those hospitals years ago because the people working in them didn't really care that much about the ethos. And this happens to a lot of Catholic schools as well. The teachers are often not practicing. The parents are often not practicing. They don't really object to the Catholic faith enough to really want to change the system. And so the system ends up being a kind of fudge. It's not going to be a system that's going to keep, you know, the educate together people all that happy, and it's not going to keep people like me who want authentically Catholic schools very happy either. Which is why I'm at one with the, you know, with the likes of Educate Together, which is let's get divestment going quicker than it is now.